There's a rumbling coming from south of the border. It's the sound of an artist that is travelling around the country with an EP that makes you stop and take notice. With songs that defy description and an impressive list of a support show so far, including The Prodigy, Gang of Youths and Young Fathers, in her short live career, Eka Vandal has exploded onto the scene. Her recent debut EP, End of Time, has been a breath of fresh air in the Australian music scene, and there's a bit of a mix of funk, rock, rap, jazz, electronic in there, but I dare you to put that sound into a box. As she makes her way around the country, we've tracked her down before her Sydney show tonight at the Newtown Social Club. G'day, Eka.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, so good. Thanks for talking to us here at 2CR.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, you're welcome back to Sydney. It seems that you're back here every month or two. How do you enjoy coming back to Sydney town?
Love it. I love Sydney.
Yeah.
It's much warmer than Melbourne too.
Well, that's true. I mean, we may not be able to change clubs after 1:30 a.m, but we've got the climate, hey?
I know. Hopefully that'll change soon. I hope so for you guys.
Yeah, I hope so. It's one of those things that we're all fighting against right now, so hopefully we'll win eventually.
Yeah, you're putting up a good fight. It's great to see.
That's it. So you're at the end of a national tour right now to promote your EP, which you sort of dropped out of nowhere about a month or so ago. How's the reception been for it?
It's been great. It's been really nice to have body work out, and everyone's been really positive towards it, which has been great. So, yeah, vibes are high.
Yeah, I reckon. And, of course, you're doing this sort of long solo tour at the moment, and the tour's been going great. You were just in Newcastle last night?
Yes, the tour's been great. Actually, it's been really fun to see people coming out for the shows, to be honest. I've been blown away by the reception and people singing along to my music. It's sort of been like a first for me, and really special sort of nights for me to see people singing along to the music.
Well, I've been to a couple of your gigs now, and I suppose you'll see me tonight front row, probably, you know, mouthing the words as well. But
amazing.
But I love it because you jump into the crowd as well at a gig I've been to, and sort of enjoying in with everyone singing. It's fantastic.
Well, I just love it. I just love seeing the energy there, and when I receive that energy, it's sort of like I just can't help but want to get amongst it, you know. So I'm just grateful that people turn up ready to party and get sweaty with me. So I just kind of like to get amongst it with them.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, let's go back a bit. I first noticed you on Joelistic's track Connect a couple of years ago now, I guess. And I love that he asked you to work with him before you'd really actually even released anything. Can you go back to how you two met?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy, actually. We just met at a festival, and we just had a chat. I was introduced by a mutual friend of ours, mm-hmm. and we just sort of started talking about music. And basically we started talking about like Fugazi and like punk rock back in the day. And he's a real punk rock fan too. And we just connected, excuse the pun. And he basically just said, oh, I really like your vibe. I haven't really heard you sing before, but do you want to do something together? And I was like, cool, let's have a listen to the track.
Yeah,
he
wow.
sent it through, and he was really open to me sort of like getting in on it and doing a bit of writing as well. And I co-produced it with him and with Kid Knot as well. So we kind of got really in amongst the track. And he was really open-minded and let us do it to, you know, to his song, which originally was there. And then we just went ahead and recorded the track, and that was it. And then I played him some of my music, and he was really into it and really supportive.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is that how you sort of got introduced to Kid Knot as well, or were you working already with them?
I was working with Kid before, yeah. We were already writing sort of White Flag and a couple of other tracks at the time. So it was all sort of, it also happened around the same time, actually.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty awesome sort of launch pad for you as well, I reckon. And for Joel to take sort of a punt on you when you hadn't really heard your stuff, that's
exactly.
great.
Exactly, I know. It was very cool of him to be so open-minded to firstly letting us come in on his track, and to ask me to sing it even before hearing me sing before.
Very cool. I saw, speaking of punk rock actually, I saw a list of Melbourne artists that you sort of picked for a mixtape recently, and you had on there Clowns and Peep Temple, and it was like a couple other artists like Heads of Charm and GL. It was a really great list. I found myself sort of digging through each track and sort of opening my ears up to a few new things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Do you get out to many gigs in Melbourne when you're at home?
Yes, I try to. I try to get to as many gigs as I can. Melbourne music, the live scene's so thriving there that, you know, during the week you can go to all these gigs, like lots of gigs happening on the school nights and stuff.
Yeah.
So I try to as much as I can. I just went to the GL gig recently. That's why they're in there and they're all wicked.
Yeah. Sometimes the best gigs are on a weeknight, right?
Yeah, exactly. You sometimes just need to like push through if you're tired, you know, on a weeknight just to go see, because otherwise you're just missing out on these gold kind of gigs and hearing new music. It's amazing in Melbourne like that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think there's much of a... I feel there's a bit of a divide between Sydney and Melbourne music. Like, Melbourne people listen to Melbourne music, Sydney people listen to Sydney music. Do you find it hard to sort of bridge that gap?
Yeah, I think you're probably right there, actually, because, yeah, there is a little bit of a divide. I mean, I'm probably a little bit uneducated onto some of the local Sydney acts, you know, unless they've kind of been on air or something like that, you know. But I try to keep my ears open and try to ask other acts, like what they're into as well, because I'm always looking for people to play with when I come to the town. So yeah, I've just discovered some great people from Adelaide actually,
cool.
Who played with us recently. So you know, I'm always looking for local bands to play with. So yeah, there is a bit of a divide, but hopefully we can bridge that gap.
Oh, for sure.
Sharing music as much as possible.
Well, I always like it when interstate artists bring their local compatriots, you know, around with them on a tour, because then you sort of get to expose to someone else that they like, and it's always a good thing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I was so stoked when Wax would come on the tour. I mean, they're from Brizzy.
Yeah.
But I was just so stoked that they were up for the ride, and they've been joining me on all the dates. And yeah, Sydney's in for a real treat to see them tonight. They've been here before, I believe, but they're just wicked. If you haven't seen them before, definitely come and check them out early tonight.
Yeah, I haven't seen them, but I'll be there for sure. Now, big year last year. I guess you had the EP come out early this year. What else you got planned for the year?
Okay, so there's going to be some more music and a couple more tours. I'm going to be doing some supports.
I just saw you announce sort of support today for Tucker.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm very stoked to be joining him on his national tour. So that'll be exciting. That's in April. And then some more music will be coming out and hopefully some bit more travel at some point this year.
Cool. Thinking of jumping overseas at any point?
Yeah, Yes, they're sort of like penciled in times to go see, so I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. Well, we look forward to hearing more music from you especially, and a gig tonight, Newtown Social Club. I'm not sure if there's tickets available yet or still or not, do you know?
I think there's a handful left, actually. So if you are coming, jump online, grab them if you can online.
Yeah. Look, you will not be disappointed. An Echo Vandal show is one not to be missed. Fantastic show.
Thanks,
and great, so great to talk to you. We'll see you tonight.
So great to see you. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you tonight, but thanks for having me on the show.